Good morning, church. Are you thankful for air conditioning?
Oh, yes.
It is nice to have a thermostat where we can set the temperature, and no matter how hot it gets outside, and it is going to be hot today, we can still be relatively cool in here. There is no thermostat in hell, and none in the lake of fire. It just gets hot, hotter, and hottest. And we don't even get to request it. So I am just thankful as we walk in today and feeling a little rushed, and you know that always heats you up internally. But then you feel the nice cool air in here. So as I'm gonna settle down myself here now, let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's sing and praise the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you today that we have another Sunday here that we can get together. We can praise and lift up the name of Jesus and give glory to him. And Father, we just ask now that your Holy Spirit would just be here present like you are every single Sunday, that you would just light this place on fire, that people would see us and say, there is something going on in that building as we lift up and glorify the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you will come and meet us as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. My strength. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
There are certain things that you have to sometimes claim that doesn't come easily, right? Sometimes, you know, like we would take for granted that we have breath. You know, we just, right? But sometimes you wake up, and Satan has done everything that he can to steal your joy that morning. And that's what this song is about. If you want joy sometimes, you got to sing for it. You got to shout for it. You got to claim it and just say, I am not going to give up my joy this morning. Here's another song. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Amen.
Can you manage a little? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen indeed. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Hallelujah.
That's what Paul's trying to bring out in Philippians 4:4.
Thank you, Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. And again, I say rejoice.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war. Triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Hallelujah.
That is a good song to sing this morning.
Amen.
You know, when you come up to someone you consider an enemy, you can maintain a good distance away, or you can get up and you put your finger right in their face, right? That kind of provokes a conflict. And that's what we're doing this morning. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our mouth, and we have declared what?
War
in the name of the Lord. And we will lay down our lives, like it says in the book of Revelation, that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. People say that the blood of the martyrs is what, you know, feeds the church. And they have tried to kill Christians throughout the centuries. It only made Christianity grow stronger. Persecution is the good thing. It's hard. I don't want to live through it. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to live through it. But persecution is when we simply say, am I going to basically turn my back to Christ and just walk away? Or am I going to dig my heels in and just be even more resound in my faith and simply say, I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to give in. Our God reigns. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, 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 our God reigns. Up from the tomb, He came with grace and majesty. He is alive, He is alive. God loves us so. See here His hands, His feet, His side. Yes, we know He's alive. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, 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 our God reigns. Up from the tomb, He came with grace and majesty. He is alive, He is alive. God loves us so. See here His hands, His feet, His side. Yes, we know He's alive, He's alive, He's alive, He's alive, He's alive. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns.
Thank you, Lord.
We're singing. Singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore You, bowing down before You, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would say that's one thing that we kind of, well, is pride the right word, but pride ourselves on it? It says, they that come to God must come to him in spirit and in truth. And God doesn't want people, you know, half-heartedly doing things for him, right? If someone's going to build a house for me, I want their wholehearted effort in it so that when I shut the door, it doesn't fall down or do something, right? I want a wholehearted effort. You know, when we sing here, sometimes say, well, you know, maybe the music is a little bit too long. But we're giving God a wholehearted effort. We're coming to him and we're worshiping him. And this is what it's about. We're singing hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. Let's sing this one more time.
We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Triumphs of his grace, my gracious master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, he sets a prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, his blood availed for me. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Blind, behold your Savior come, and leap ye lame for joy. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven.
Amen.
Amen indeed. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. I wish Charles Wesley had written a few more verses to that song.
Amen. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. This is holy. So these lips are holy. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus.
Moses stood before the burning bush and he wondered, what in the world is going on? God spoke to him and he simply said, take off your shoes because my presence is here, right here and now. And the place that where you're standing is holy ground. Moses, he had respect for God. He had respect. He took off his shoes and he realized the God of creation, the God who was empowering him, giving him life at that very moment, had chosen to meet him face to face, to talk with him. What an awesome moment it must have been. And we will see God one day face to face And this is going to be the next song. I'm sure we're going to be singing this in heaven. Glory to the Lamb.
Just lift our hands to heaven and praise.
Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord.
Amen.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, You're the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God are You. Bow down before You, love and adore You. Your name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Amen.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we lift our hearts before You as a token of our love. Holy, 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 gracious Father, gracious Father. We're so blessed to be Your children, gracious Father. And we lift our heads before You as a token of our love. Gracious Father, gracious Father. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus. We're so glad that You redeemed us, precious Jesus. And we lift our heads before You as a token of our love, precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit. And we lift our voice before You as a token of our love, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we lift our hearts before You as a token of our love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. holy.
Thank you, Lord.
I sing out a song, I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands, I lift up my hands to the
hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we'll worship you, O Lord. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, Lord, to come into your presence with singing, to enter your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, to be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for being with us today. Thank you for touching us, touching each and every one of us. We pray that we're not going to live the same as we came. We want to thank you for victory today. We thank you for many breakthroughs today. We thank you, Lord, for enriching us. We thank you, Lord, for, oh Lord, for meeting every need in our lives. Thank you for preparing us. Thank you for cleansing us and transforming us. Thank you, for, oh Lord, for making us holy as you are holy. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished, unto every good work. Oh, we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, the Bible says, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Oh, let us walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Oh, and not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we ask you today, O Lord, fill us with the knowledge of thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. O Lord, we want to do like Paul said, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we thank you, Lord, oh, for teaching us what your will is, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Have it your way from the beginning of to the end, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing the pastor mightily today as he will bring the message to us. Thank you, Lord, for giving him clarity of mind, for giving him freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we appreciate you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we want to declare today that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Oh, he is a shepherd. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we thank you for blessing the church. Thank you for blessing the finances. Thank you for blessing us spiritually. Thank you for strengthening us with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider. And Lord, today, out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. Oh, we want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing, O Lord, this offering today. Make it multiply. Make it expand. Make it, O Lord, be used appropriately, we pray, Lord. And your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen. Thank you.
morning, church. It's testimony time. I have a small confession. A few weeks ago, as you remember, we were in Georgia. As we came back and coming from Sonoma to Sacramento, we pulled off on Madison. And my wife noticed that the gas prices came down, and she says, "Pastor John and the whole congregation must be at it again. Praise God." So I praise God also. Thank you for bringing the gasoline prices. Are there any testimonies? Okay. You want to be first, Charles?
Usually you get to see just Natalia standing on this stool, but today you get to see Andrew. I wanted to relate something humorous. A few weeks ago, we had a baptism. Everybody was there, and it was hot, and we were all watching. Now, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, right? Why? Because they learn from us what we say. If we're hypocrites, they learn that we're hypocrites. And so Andrew was looking very carefully as John was baptizing people. And so a couple days ago, he decided to baptize Isaac. Isaac was not aware of this. He was not a willing participant. And he dunked him down. And I am, I don't know if I'm happy to say, but he was baptized by immersion. For several seconds until we realized, hey, let go of him, you know, and bring him back up. Isaac was not too happy about that. So, anyways, Andrew is watching. Natalia's watching. And the little ones, they are watching. And they may not say a whole lot, but they are watching. And they hear and they see everything, which is why the Bible admonishes us to train them up. Because if we're hypocrites, they'll see through it, right? All right. All right, go on now. Second part, I got something that kind of challenged me, and I want to also pass it on to you guys. I was listening to a song the other day, and the song had a really good chorus. It was talking about a man who was in town. He was doing some business, and while he was in town doing business, there was this commotion, and this man, this younger guy, comes running past him, and he kind of stops and puts his hands on his knees to kind of catch his breath. And he says, "What's going on?" He says, "Did you see a crippled man run past here?" He says, "No." He says, "Well, Jesus is down the street a couple blocks, and this crippled guy, he got touched. He's running home right now to tell his family about, you know, what all the good things that's been happening to him." And so as the song progresses, the guy said, "Well, I kind of find that hard to believe." He said, "Well, you know, the mute guy, he's telling everybody the wonderful works of Jesus to anybody who will listen to him. The deaf girl, she's hearing it." But he said, "But if you don't believe me," he said, "ask the blind man. He saw it all." The reason I mention that is when Jesus was walking here on this earth, right, he operated in full power, 100% success. And I was thinking, okay, I want to have that. I mean, that should be our ultimate goal of where we're pressing toward, of where, you know, Jesus, he was not hindered. The only time that the Bible ever records that he was hindered was in his hometown because of the unbelief that was present there. Okay? Not even he could overcome that. So he just walked away. And, you know, where somebody had just the tiniest ounce of, you know, with a man who came up and said, you know, "Help my unbelief, Lord. Help me." And Jesus said, "I can work with that." And so that challenged me where, you know, I was, okay, if the crippled can run around, the mute can speak, the deaf can hear, and the blind can see it all, that's what we should be striving. That's what I want in my life. And then corporately, that's what we also want happening here as well. Amen.
And I'll say amen to that. It's a coincidence that Andrew came up today because when we finished at For My Life at Pleasant Valley in Georgia, we asked Natalia, "Why are you doing all this?" learning about Jesus, about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And she said, because I want Andrew to go to heaven. What a coincidence, huh? All right, praise God. Any more testimonies? Natalia, come on up.
Second Corinthians,
10:5.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself to the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought.
Obedience
of Christ.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. No. Okay, go ahead. Start all over. Hallelujah.
I don't remember.
Okay, can I sing it? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's not good either. Well, anyway, you want to try it one more time?
I don't think so.
Okay. While Natalia is here, I do want to express, I'll read it to you so that it's a song for the King of Kings. To the King of Kings, here is
here,
the church.
Here is a church, and here is its depot. Open the doors and see all the people. Close the doors and see them pray. Open the doors and they all walk away, singing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Too much excitement, huh? Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
I will.
As I was sitting this morning in this wonderful congregation, and since Natalia's been practicing, this is a brand new song for her. That's why it's a little too premature, but you know how it is, production. Get it out. So anyway, praise God. The words are very simple. I'll read it to you. Here's the church and here is the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. Close the doors and see them pray. Open the doors and they all walk away singing. And that's praising God. And I also want to mention about the holy kiss. Did you remember the holy kiss? If none of you are not familiar with it, once you have praise your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You're entitled to a holy kiss by kissing your wife. Amen. Any more testimonies? Okay. William, please come up.
Top of the morning to you. Shreen and I want to thank all of you who helped pray us through buying our own home. And it's hard to believe it's been almost 2 years since we came up here, since the Lord dynamited us out of the Bay Area and got us up here. And that hard struggle we went through. And I want to give Satiris a special thanks. He had mercy on us and helped us with all the heavy stuff yesterday. And we're finally moved in. Of course, we got all that organizing to do, but that'll come in time. But we appreciate all your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. I also want to praise God. One of my prayers came true that William is here this morning. I'm very happy. Thank you, Pastor John.
Praise God. Sunday is like fishing. You sit down here, you don't know what you got, you turn around, and you see how many fish have swum in. So I'm very happy to see all of you. What mic am I on? This mic? Because I can't hear myself out of here, so maybe up a little bit. We're going to have some prayer time here this morning. And number one is we're going to pray for Thomas and Mary Burns. They are in Oregon today. over this weekend ministering to her father. And we also want to continue to pray for our brother in Germany. He got bad news this week. His dad was taken to the hospital, and of course he's probably up in his late 80s. And so we want to pray that the depression and hopelessness is destroyed in him, that he'll be able to come back to his happy where he used to be. We also want to pray for a man in America. His name is Bob, that God will give him peace and set him free from the bondage of anger and bitterness. And then we want to pray for the finances of this ministry. And then I got an email here that I want to read. It's a bit long, not long, but it's good. And this is from Carol West. She sent this to me. Deborah, if you remember, she was here a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And she had a setback as she came back home. And Deborah, she had called Carol, I guess, Friday or Saturday, right? Friday. And she's determined not to give up. She stated that she needs support. She wants a follow-up book and CDs. She's not going down under. And she's trying to find a way to get out here to California. She's very determined to get out of there. She's not hesitating and vacillating as she did before. She just knows that she has to leave. And let's pray for her. And also let's pray for her sisters, Sandra and Pamela, and they both are waiting on God's guidance so they can be delivered. And with Sandra, I talked to her this week, Saturday, and she has been accepted into a teen challenge. Our big concern was that if you had to take through deliverance, that we would have no place to put her afterwards. And so she's been accepted for 1 year at Teen Challenge. And so I simply suggested that before she checks in there next month, she come up here, gets a deliverance, and that will take care of her, and that will be a wondrous time for her to be set free. When it comes to oil prices, I don't know what happened this week, but I was expecting to be $10 down, but I'm about a dollar up this morning. But I did read why the oil prices are going up and down so ferociously. We have traders and we have big hedge funds. The hedge funds are the people that put money in, and they might have a couple of $1 billion, $500 million, and they are simply out of the stock market. They're looking for things they can make money. And they simply go in and plow it into oil and get the price up, sell it, the oil drops and so on. And so we need to pray against the hedge fund managers that are simply gouging us with prices. So at this time, let's have everybody come up that would like to, and we're going to hand these out here to be prayed for. So I'm going to ask Charles if you would pray for Thomas and Mary. And we're going to ask Vasily here to come on up here and pray for our brother in Germany. And then we're going to pray for Brother Bob, that God will move on him. And I'm going to give that to Sister Lois. Hey, you're not Lois. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Okay, and can you pray for Sandra and Pamela? And let's see what I got left over here. Well, Karen, come on up here. And I'll let you pray for Deborah. And then Sister Lois, last but not the least, pray for the finances. So let's start over here and then you just go down the line.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. And Heavenly Father, we lift this brother in Germany who is suppressed, depressed, and we ask the Holy Spirit to remove these evil spirits from this man, cleanse them, and lift them up and remove the depression and hopelessness and put fire of holy fire in his heart, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift Deborah up to you right now, and we thank you for your perfect will that is being done in her life. I ask that you would strengthen her while she's in this very difficult situation that she returned to, but we know that through Jesus Christ, your Son, all things are possible, and I thank you for helping her get all the resources that she needs to strengthen her walk with you, and I ask that you would open up the doors for her to come back to California, and that you would push aside everything that is blocking the path. And I thank you, Father, that you have the perfect timing, you have the perfect plan, and there are things happening in California that may even assist with this situation. And I just thank you that your ways are not our ways, and that even though we think we know what's going on, we really don't, because you're in charge. And so, Father, I just put this in your hands, and I just thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for working behind the scenes. In Jesus' name.
Now, Father, I just want to briefly also lift up Deborah. It's so nice when you're on that spiritual high of a mountain, and so hard when you come back to the reality. So, Father, you knew that that was going to happen. And, Father, I know that when she calls upon you for whatever it is that is afflicting her, whether it is the cigarettes and the desire just to put that in your mouth and to hold it in your fingers, or whatever it is, Father God, that you will just have her to focus on you, and that it doesn't take everything away. But, Father, it says, just like Paul said in Philippians, she can do all things through Christ, which strengthens her. So, Father, I just thank you for just meeting her and touching her when it comes to that. And Father, I know how hard it is when you get out back into the daily grind. It's so hard. So, Father, just undergird her, lift her up. And, Father, we just ask that you would just make the way open for her for whatever it is that you have for her life. If she's to come out here, that you will just shut every single door so there's only one way that she can possibly go. So, Father, we just thank you for making that clear now. Now, Father, I lift up Thomas and Mary and her father that they've gone to visit. And I wasn't here to hear everything, if what's going on, sickness or what, but Father, first of all, I thank you that Thomas and Mary can just have a good time together, being able to get away from the daily stress and to travel together and to talk and to spend time and enjoy each other's company. And Father, I just ask you would just bless their time greatly together and strengthen their relationship. And that, Father, they would be able to, as a team, to come together in unity and to help her father in whatever it is that he needs help with. And that they would just be able to have fellowship and a good time together. I thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Pamela and Sandra, Deborah's sisters. And we thank you for guiding them and directing them, that they will make the right decision to be at your timing And we thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for the plans that you have for them. And we pray, Father, that your perfect plan and will be done in those women's lives. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that there will be a testimony to others. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do there, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this. Because of the deliverance of their sister, Lord, they were stirred up. And they wanted the same thing that the sister has. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you give them the desires of their hearts, that they will be victorious in Christ Jesus, that they will go out and bear fruit, and their fruit shall remain. And we thank you, Father, for making the perfect timing, O Lord, for them to come, to be delivered, to go into the teen challenge, one of them. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory, O Lord, that the whole world will learn, O Lord, that there is a God in United States of America, and he is in control, and his counsel will stand, and he's going to do all his pleasure. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you that Brother Bob wants to have your peace that goes beyond all man's understanding, and you'll give it to him. Have him search his heart. Ask you to show him his heart. Line it up with the holy written word of God on that anger and bitterness, and take that bondage off of him. I had colon cancer last August, and you took it, and the spiritual root of colon cancer was bitterness and slander. And you took it, you cleansed me. I was delivered for 2 days and two nights of people I'd already forgiven from the mouth, but not the heart. Have him forgive from the heart everything that needs to be forgiven. Ask him to show you your heart, Bob, and line it up with his holy written word. He'll do it. Trust the Holy Spirit to tell you everything and rid yourself of it as he shows you. If you need a helpmate, have a helpmate there. But we just thank you and praise you that you can have that peace that goes beyond all men's understanding. Follow the word, follow God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we come to you again this Sunday, as we did last Sunday, asking you to heal our financial situation, Father. Lord God, we know that you are a God who takes care of all kinds of emergencies, all kinds of needs, and you keep your ministries going. Father, Jesus fed the 5,000, he fed the 7,000, and he didn't feed just two or three of them, he didn't feed just half of them, he fed every one of them, and there was food left over. Excuse me. So, Father God, we ask you that you will take care of the finances the same way, Lord God, and not that there won't be just a few things paid and everything else left, but that everything that is needed to keep this ministry going will be taken care of, Lord God. We're not asking for a lot of gravy, just the meat and potatoes. But, Father God, we ask you to, we've come against the strong man that is trying to steal from this ministry and hold back funds. And we bind you, demons. You cannot operate against us in the name of Jesus. And you will take your hands off the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church and European American Evangelistic Crusades, Inc. And there will not, and that we will not be depleted anymore by the one who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But we will rise above, and the Lord will hold us and anoint our people with the Holy Spirit, and anoint those who have funds, Lord, that they can spare, that they want to do something good with. And Father, this curse is broken in the name of Jesus. There is no curse over us. And the windows of heaven are going to be open, and we are going to not only survive, but we're going to grow, multiply, and have power over this city and over this every place where we go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for being our God. thank you for that you put up with us and that you try to teach us, help us to be more teachable and to learn more from you and to do what Jesus did and not worry about anything else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up this American soldier that is captive in Afghanistan. The Taliban has taken, Lord. And Father God, he probably has a great chance to survive as a snowball in hell, Father God. Because these Islamic people, Lord, have no mercy. And we pray, Father God, if nothing else, that he will realize he might be at the end of his road, that he will accept Christ. I'm sure he's heard the gospel. And if not, Father God, you supernaturally will move into whatever cave, whatever dungeon they're keeping him in, Father God, and that you will give him a personal, absolute revelation of yourself and give him the opportunity to receive Christ. At least, Father God, he will not have to spend eternity in hell, but can spend it in heaven. And Father God, if it is possible, and we know that all things are possible for you, but we do not know what your will is, that you will spare his life and bring him back to his family in Idaho, Father God. And we thank you for that. And Father God, I just thank you right now that we have prayed about the oil prices last week, and I really believe, Father God, you will knock them down $10. But, Father God, you are sovereign. We cannot tell you what to do. We can ask, and you do what you will. But I pray, Father God, that these hedge fund managers and these people that are moving billions of dollars around, just playing with it to try to make more money, will not make it on the back of us people, Lord. But let them go some other place and do their wicked, evil work. And we thank you, Father God, that you will give us relief when it comes to the gasoline and the oil prices. And we thank you for that. Thank you for touching our church. Thank you, Father God, today that you're going to do some great things. And we lift up the Timmermans to you right now, and some of them are in South Africa. We thank you, Father God, for your protection and anointing. And Lord, as a family could be united over there for a short time, that you will bring them there. You bring them back home again, Father God, and that nothing shall befall upon them, and that no evil forces in South Africa should be able to touch your anointed ones. And we thank and we praise you for that greatly now. And all this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. And the outlines are coming out.